Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDisasterRecovery.com. Today, I'll be talking about WAN optimization for disaster recovery. WAN optimization is used to maximize the data flow across a wide area network, or a WAN. The goal of WAN optimization is to increase the speed of access to critical apps and information. But what are the benefits of WAN optimization? And how does WAN optimization help with disaster recovery? Here with me now is Nick Ruda, Director of Product Marketing at Riverbed Technology, who just announced a new disaster recovery features in their Steelhead appliance. Hi, Nick, and thanks for being with me today.
Hi, Megan. Thanks for having me on.
So, Nick, can you explain what some of the benefits are of WAN optimization?
So WAN optimization has a variety of benefits customers use it for. One of the major uses is application acceleration. Probably the next biggest use is bandwidth reduction, reducing the requirements of network traffic on the wide area network. People often use us with consolidation, virtualization, or cloud computing, where they want to have fast, high-performance access, even across variable network connections. And then really the fourth use case often comes up in disaster recovery, where people want to be able to protect more data automatically, comprehensively, and reliably by using the wide area network as a storage mechanism and a transport mechanism for that data.
I asked Paul Gravan, a secretary of the Business Continuity Institute and a business consultant, the same question.
So let's just quickly go into some of the benefits of optimization. First of all, like application acceleration helps you streamline your performance and facilitates fast transmission of data. Now this helps you, of course, get things done faster because you're not waiting for the network to catch up with you. Now if you're considering data center and network consolidation or virtualization, WAN optimization helps you reduce costs and response times. With more efficient utilization of network resources today, the need for expensive bandwidth actually decreases. And with faster network throughput, data backup and replication times can be reduced. And the good news there is that this ensures that your data recovery objectives can be met. Now, assuming your optimized network provides a real-time window or even a dashboard of network operations, you can better manage your network resources.
But what about disaster recovery? How can WAN optimization help in disaster recovery efforts? Kervan shares his thoughts.
Well, a key requirement of networks and an overall network infrastructure is moving applications and data from production to protected storage. Now, the faster you can move these assets from production to a secure on-site or off-site storage facility, the more likely you'll be able to achieve your recovery point objectives, or RPOs. Backing up laptops and data from branch offices and other systems are additional reasons that you can optimize network performance. Now, replication is the primary strategy for frequent and often seamless protection of storage between data centers. And this, of course, involves moving vast amounts of data between the locations. Now, if your current wide area network can't keep up with this kind of demand, it may be worth upgrading the overall wide area network infrastructure, or maybe even installing one or more dedicated circuits specifically designated for disaster recovery. But a properly optimized WAN can reduce redundant data while configuring the network for high volume transmission. And further, the optimized network may also be able to reserve bandwidth for specialized applications, such as moving data on an emergency basis, so performance won't be compromised on a shared network. And finally, optimized wide area networks can also speed up the overall recovery process, as you'll need access to critical applications and data, most likely from an alternate site, quickly and securely. So faster data throughput reduces the time needed to return you to normal operations following a disaster.
So WAN optimization by itself can assist greatly in disaster recovery efforts, but can these be enhanced even further? I asked both Kervan and Ruda how the new features of solid-state disks and a 10 gigabit Ethernet help enhance the performance of WAN optimization. Kervan shares his thoughts.
Well, you're referring to the new Steelhead 7050 appliance, and It's a high-performance wide area network optimization appliance, and the primary data store within the system resides totally on high-speed solid-state disks, or SSDs. The nice thing about this is these can minimize disk access times and therefore latency, which in turn boosts the speed available for you to handle any kind of heavy-duty workloads. The device also optimizes up to 100,000 concurrent TCP connections and also provides up to 4 10-gigabit Ethernet network interface cards. Now, all of these assets can be combined to increase throughput, which, of course, shortens the time required to move data across the WAN to disaster recovery sites. And, of course, this helps enterprises quickly store critical data, and then after a disaster, you can quickly restore the data and applications to previous operational levels.
Ruta explains the advantages of SSD and 10-gigabit Ethernet.
The solid-state disks particularly give us really high-performance characteristics with faster read, write, and seek. They also give us a new approach to fault tolerance that helps us remain high throughput even if an individual disk has an issue. And, of course, you can hot swap disks back in and they come up and running quickly. But all of this really points to scale up in very high throughput where we can now sustain up to 1 gigabit per second traffic on the WAN. It also helps us in scale out where we could support 100,000 individual TCP connections and optimize them through a single steelhead appliance. So for customers at the high end, this really does solve some of the challenges of scalability. With 10-gig network interface cards supported now directly on the steelhead appliance, customers that are using 10-gig as their network internally can plug in directly to the appliance and optimize that connection. They don't need to step it down to 1-gig interfaces.
But what other features out there can enhance WAN optimization for disaster recovery? What do future developments look like for this technology? Kervan notes that as networks change, so must the technology.
If you're considering that future networks, especially those involving cloud technologies, are not likely to be physically accessible as they are today, a useful way to keep track of overall network performance across the entire network might be an intelligent dashboard. And this could very easily be part of a network optimization solution. The idea here is to be able to quickly identify wide area network performance issues using an intuitive, intelligent interface, and that way you can determine things like if there's any service level agreement violations or performance degradation, and in doing this you can utilize real-time wide area network performance maps to view the overall health of the network. And this is especially useful when any kind of a network disruption occurs, and where you may need to remotely view and even administer network devices across the organization. Now, the idea of a dashboard is certainly not new, but the idea of using dashboards for future wide area networks, especially within a cloud environment, certainly makes good sense.
And of course, we mustn't forget the SMBs. Are WAN optimization options available for them at a reasonable price? Ruta explains the options from Riverbed.
Yeah, so steelhead appliances are actually really great because they scale across the enterprise, whether customers are using us even on laptops with our steelhead mobile or a small office where they want to be software only, to we have some desktop series, the 250 and 550, that would work for a small branch location, some mid-sized office models, all the way up to these high-end data center ones we're talking about today with the 7050. And the pricing it scales appropriately such that customers can get in at any range.
And Kervan explains the importance of using WAN optimization regardless of how big or small your company is.
Well, the good news is that regardless of business size and network complexity, WAN optimization can help businesses of all size obtain the most value from their existing network resources. Doing a little bit of research into the industry showed that major optimization vendors like Riverbed and Bluecoat offer a broad range of appliances ranging from small to medium to large businesses. So the key here with these particular kinds of products was to look for products that are scalable without the need to replace an original investment.
As mentioned earlier, as networks and environments change, so must its technology. Kervan leaves us with discussing the future of WAN optimization.
Well, certainly virtualization, which is a very, very important issue these days, and cloud computing, and this of course means private or public services, are two major trends each of which demand increased network utilization, especially when using wide area network access links. Now, this means that traditionally centralized assets, such as application servers and even storage, that could be utilized by headquarters, branch offices, and remote users, now these resources could be located somewhere else. And assuming companies integrate cloud technology, WAN optimization, any solution that you use for WAN optimization should also support virtualization technologies, such as those that are provided by VMware, as virtualization is a key component of cloud networking technology. Now, future WAN optimization devices, such as appliances, should be scalable linearly as you add or reduce the resources in your network. They ought to be also compatible with various virtualization products, such as those offered by VMware and Microsoft. Another important thing would be support for voice over IP technology. This should help encourage user acceptance of voice over IP as optimization tools that are suited to the unique attributes of voice over IP, such as quality of service and voice packet delivery, can help make voice over IP more attractive to businesses of all sizes. And one final thing is that managed service providers are likely to be offering enhanced WAN optimization services in addition to bandwidth, network administration, security services, and planning and design. So there's a lot to look forward to.
And that's all the info I have for you today on WAN optimization for disaster recovery. For more information about this and other disaster recovery technology and issues, you can visit searchdisasterrecovery.com.